This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum Soap and Deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
What is going on? I am Nightcrawler724, Crawler coming at you for Nintendo PowerCast episode 440. I checked before we went live, so I knew what it was. I had to write it out. But we got Cheesy here with us. Cheesy, how's it going?
What's going on, Cheese Cards? I'm a little sad.
Well, it happens. It's Thursday night football, and we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, Denver Broncos suck. That's
yeah. Yeah. But on the flip side, we also have Johnny Bo. Johnny, what's going on?
I am pumped. Go Phils.
Yeah. Clean up the National League West for us a little bit. Take the Diamondbacks to where they need to go. But yeah.
You mean away?
Yeah, away. Yeah. Take them away. But yeah, we're flying without Josh this week. I think he's got work stuff, or I don't know. Who knows what, but we're coming at you late as well on Thursday night due to sports, but
because of the Phillies winning the National League Division Series,
Broncos losing, Nuggets losing pregame, preseason,
but second overtime. I'm still proud. Yeah. I think that's good.
But yeah, we got, and you all have a chance as well to play the Mario Wonder demo that we played at Nintendo Live. Cheesy has done it. Johnny has been a slacker and hasn't. But we'll talk about that a little bit. We also have official screenshots on Lego.com of all the Animal Crossing sets coming out here in March. And we were pretty right about all of our kind of predictions, I think. We'll talk about it. We'll take a look at them as we go through here. And the Mario Switch is selling pretty well in Japan. I haven't read the article, but I did see a headline, so who knows if it's clickbait or not, but
I know what it is.
Okay. It's Famitsu. We'll talk about it. I don't think it's maybe necessarily clickbait, but I also saw something interesting as well. I think Costco has the Switch on what is it? It's on corporate closeout, I think. So
You did share that. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw something on YouTube or something like that as I was flipping through. Somebody does Costco deals or whatever. And based on the pricing that they have, if it's like 99 cents or 97 cents or 95 cents, it means different things at Costco. Mm-hmm. And I think the 97 cents means that they are done purchasing more of that. So when they are done, they're done with it. So that has me feeling like we're going to see a new Switch here pretty soon. You never know. But yeah, Cheesy, tell me about the Mario Wonder demo.
I thought it was great. Like, even though we know that the Mario characters have new expressions and you actually get to see them, like we've seen it in trailers, it really shows when you actually get to play it. So my wife, Hannah, and I, we stopped at a Target to play it. And immediately, like, it just puts a smile on your face and they're so expressive. Turning into an elephant is more fun than I thought it was going to be. It should be a good time. I only played the first level and then the second one that's like the Skedaddler.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got timed out.
Yeah, it's I think we had 15 minutes at Nintendo Live. I feel like it's less than, it's either at or less than 10 minutes mm-hmm. on this one. And it doesn't give you a warning. On the Nintendo Live one, it said software closing soon. You got a warning. But yeah, it's the exact same thing that we had. It's just you gotta kind of hustle if you want to see more of the stuff that's there. There are four total levels plus the badge challenge stage, and then I think there's also a small mini game bonus kind of challenge room thing to mm-hmm. do. So you're kind of on a linear path for the first two stages, then you hit kind of a more open freeform area, and then there's a shop that you can spend. So the purple coins are the currency for upgrade, like extra lives or badges. There's different badges that you can buy that are going to be for sale. There's some that you earn doing the challenges, but yeah, it's fun. You didn't get to do the driller hat then?
No, I didn't. And I will say, like, I enjoyed the demo, but as a content creator, like, I already knew what to expect because I've seen that level over and over again just through their trailer, the first level. Mm-hmm. But where my wife, she's not on social media at all, like, it was a total surprise for her. And I think that's kind of how the rest of the game is going to be, is like, just expect the unexpected, and you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah. Did you engage the Wonder Seeds then? On both of them, I think on the Skedaddler's one, like, I think it's like a raining superstars.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was fun. At first, I didn't really
understand. The best one is that third level. And that's the Stampede one that you've seen in the trailer. But
yeah, but I've seen you guys play it. So like, mm-hmm. I already have like a good idea of how that works. But for those that have only seen a little bit of like writing on those characters, they don't really know like what happens as like the environment changes. So that will be fun for them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots more just organic discovery to have when this game comes out here in what we're down to 8 days, a week. It should be out.
Yeah. It'll be a week. It'll be a week.
This time next week.
The music is already really catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to see what else we hear, but like, I think that is going to be one of those classics. When you think of like a Mario game and its music, Wonder is probably going to be at the top.
Johnny, are you going to go spoil yourself beforehand, or are you just going to wait the week?
Probably not. I'll probably just wait. I mean,
you had DoorDash deliver your
I had DoorDash deliver the Switch. So yeah, I'm definitely not
a fake Mario fan.
I mean, I guess I could. The only reason I would go there is to make content on it. Like, but I don't need to. I know I've seen that first level, like Cheesy said, like 20 times. I don't understand why they don't put it on the eShop. I'm assuming they have a deal with the retailers.
Yeah. And it's only on some of the, like, there's three, it's not on the light, right? Or there's, cause there's like the dock switch on the TV that has the demo. The OLED, I think, had the demo, but the light, I think, that I saw at my Target didn't have the demo on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Kyle says that there's an early release on the 19th. I'm assuming that means like
at 11 o'clock, midnight, 11, 10, and Eastern, 9.
Yeah.
Are you guys going at midnight or no?
I'm flying
whatever time it is.
I'm flying to Vegas that night. So,
oh, yeah. So we'll have to figure out when we're recording.
We'll probably
anyway.
Record Wednesday night. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to have it digitally, but I'll have to switch this. I'll have to change my home switch to be my switch. So I might just, I don't know if I'll maybe just go pick it up physically and buy it digitally so the kids can play it here while I'm out of town, and just go pick up the physical copy while I'm in Vegas, or I don't know what I'm going to do, but we'll figure it out. I'm going to get it physical and digital most likely anyway, just so everybody can play.
Also, shout out to Where's Kyle. Kyle has like a couple of videos out. That's can you beat the levels without collecting any coins? It was like a little fun mission just even through the demo. And I thought, you know, as a content creator, that's dedication. So
you got to go out of your way to avoid some of the coins.
Yeah. It's good. Good stuff. Go follow.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, I'm excited. What's up, Johnny?
The game is out in the wild now.
Yep.
So if you don't want to see spoilers like Bowser's the villain.
Wait, what?
Maybe.
Again?
Well, I mean, they showed it in the trailer, so it doesn't count.
Okay. No, but that is. Go ahead.
I did see like people say, oh, I'm going to avoid spoilers. I mean, I guess seeing levels would be a spoiler, but I feel like playing the level would be different than seeing it.
To a point, kind of like what Cheesy mentioned, though, if you've watched, I mean, if I see somebody running through a level, I'm going to turn it off. So I'm not going to sit there and consume the content and have kind of the progress through the level ruined for me. But if you're sitting there watching it, it alters your perception of it when you get there. And so, you know how they went somewhere. So if I could see that. It's you want your organic discovery of it to not be ruined.
I can't wait for that channel on YouTube. Just put all the bosses on the thumbnail. Can't wait for it. Because it's probably already happening. Like the pro Staffa or something.
I was like, do we think the Koopa kids are going to be in this game?
We know Bowser Jr. is.
Yeah, that's true.
No. But I doubt it. I think they're going to have like different boss battles, kind of like.
Well, and the boss battles that we've seen in the trailer is different. Like the one where Mario grows really big and then trades with somebody and he's really small. Isn't that in the demo
or
in the
trailer?
That was Bowser Jr. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be more unique boss fights than just jump on their head three times.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that's probably the first boss.
Probably.
If they're already showing it. Yeah. One thing that the demo didn't do, which I'm glad, like I kind of want to just experience it for myself, is like just the opening of the game. Because with the demo, it just kind of throws you in. Yeah. Yeah. But I want to see the cutscenes. And even though maybe we've already seen it,
we've seen parts of it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to steal some cake again.
Not a big cake person.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the opening scene in New Super Mario Bros. U.
Mm.
Yeah. But Mario's not for the cutscenes.
But speaking of Mario and Switch, Johnny, do you have it right there?
I have it right here.
There you go. Not even plugged in. Look at that.
Not even plugged in. I don't think it even has power. it has power. Okay, it has power.
All right, well, that's good. But how different are the red Joy-Con from the neon? Are they?
I didn't even compare.
I wonder if, I'm sure people have done the comparisons. I haven't searched, but because aren't there like two or three different shades of red?
There's three Joy-Con? Different shades. This could be fourth.
Oh, it is.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen like pair from IGN
compare all of his Joy-Con.
Yeah,
it is close. I don't think you're even gonna be able to tell.
Let's see it.
Yeah,
One is glossier.
Yeah.
Yeah, one's glossier, but that might be from grease hands.
So not a total difference, but
no, I do think the neon one is more of a glossier finish. But yeah, I mean it is close. It's real close.
Yeah, because there's the Odyssey Joy-Con, the 35th anniversary, the red neon red
with
Joy-Con
the blue, with the blue dock.
Yeah, and now these.
I don't know. I think this is clean. I think this is a clean switch. It is nice. It is.
It's nice that it's all red. Yeah.
Hold on, I got to show my collection on there.
Just the Mario games.
It's all Mario games. This is my Mario only Switch. I forgot to put Paper Mario on it.
Yeah, I don't see Mario 35 on there either.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to even download it and get depressed.
Can you get the tile?
I think you can. Yeah. I'm not gonna re-download something that I want to happen.
You did on your Splatoon Switch because you're...
That was... Well, I think that was because I might have used that one for the test fire.
No, you didn't. Was Maybe, it out?
I don't know.
The test fire, it came out like a week before the game came out.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think he had it.
I didn't put the Splatoon 2 test fire on there.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, I could have put the Mario Strikers first kick... Or Mario Tennis, whatever that was called.
Yeah,
but I think it's a.
I have two. I have two really of those Switch. Tennis demos because I downloaded the Japanese one as well.
So there's the little Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best thing is behind the. You just gotta just put that in plexiglass and have the back open. So you
have
can
the back
see
open. Yeah. The weird thing about this, I don't know why they did it this way, but there's 19 coins.
It's, you know why it is, and I didn't realize this until Josh mentioned it. That's the formation of the coins in the secret pipe in 1-1.
They put 19 coins in 1-1. That's dumb. That's why not just make it 20? I know, but formation. Like, why? Why would they do that back in 1987?
Keep you playing to get that extra one.
Yeah, that's weird.
Find it.
Oh no. My hands are greasy.
Oh, wait. On your Mario Switch, do you have like Luigi's Mansion and Captain Toad?
No, those don't count as Mario games.
Okay.
I have all the I have the Mario Sports titles and like Mario Party and Mario Maker, Mario Kart, anything with Mario in the name, I think counts. I didn't put Paper Mario on here though. I do own it. I just forgot because that. Because I think when you go down your re-download list, it's alphabetical. So I was at like the Super Mario instead of... Yeah,
that messes up my alphabetization when I'm doing my physical games, trying to alphabetize them as well. It's like some of them are Mario, some of them are Super Mario.
But
it's kind of a pain.
You know, there's how many games here? 13 games with Mario in the title, 14 if you count Paper Mario. 15 if you count Mario 35. And that's what that's probably the most for an IP on the Switch. And you get the plain red Switch.
Well, that's
not
even all one IP either. So,
yeah. I didn't put Smash Brothers on there.
So, do you have SD cards in all of your Switches?
I had to move an SD card from I think the Zelda Switch to the Mario Switch so I can download everything. I think I have, this is first world problems, I think I have a 400 gigabyte SD card somewhere on my desk and I don't know where it's at.
Oh my God.
I don't know where it is.
They're small. I get it.
They're tiny. But yeah, most people don't even have 400 gigabyte SD cards and I just got extra ones floating around somewhere.
Terabytes were on sale for 80 or 90.
Oh, I did see that. I almost picked another one up.
I'm just gonna wait until Black Friday. They might go on a little bit more on sale, but I want them to be like 60.
Yeah, it's still pretty. I forget how much I paid. I think I paid 100 for the terabyte.
But I almost wonder if I'm gonna need it because of the switch. Like, who knows what the internal.
Well, you probably already have enough games on your Switch to fill up the terabyte. Like, I have enough games to fill the terabyte and still have a lot of undownloaded games.
And you're all digital too.
Yeah. But anyway, the Mario Switch is supposedly doing good in Japan.
Yeah.
And that's because the sales of the Switch doubled week over week from the week that it released.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at it. Bloomberg has most of their article grayed out because I probably have to buy something to read it. But yeah, I mean, Japan is still buying the Switch. So I'm in, and people are still buying. I saw, I think, one when I was at Target last weekend.
Johnny is still buying the Switch.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, I really don't think new people are buying Switches. I think the people that are buying Switches are people like me that are like collecting them.
But how many people in Japan are buying a Switch to collect it?
I think I'm if sure it's a Mario Switch.
Johnny's over there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, think about it. There's the Mario Switch. There's the Zelda Switch, the Splatoon Switch. And they just also had their Animal Crossing Switch.
The Pokemon Switch.
That's their top four.
Mm-hmm.
I might pick up the Pokemon Switch.
Are those an investment. Are those all lights?
No, there's the Scarlet and Violet are OLED. Is an OLED.
Oh, okay. And then they have the new Animal Crossing lights that they're just trying to.
Yeah.
They printed.
I was very close to picking up one of those.
You don't even like your current light, so don't.
I know, but like, now I have a Strat. Okay, now I got a Strat.
Now you're that guy on TikTok.
Yeah. But I do really like the Mario Switch. I think it is clean. I think I'll probably actually use it more than the other Switches. Like, I haven't used my Zelda Switch.
You were also saying, like, is it called the Mario Switch on the box?
It's called the Mario Red Edition.
So I guess it still counts as a Mario Switch then.
But it says Nintendo. It's like, do I have the box somewhere? It's like Nintendo Switch OLED, and then at the bottom it says Mario Red Edition. It's not like the Tears of the Kingdom Switch that you could tell is a Tears of the Kingdom Switch, or a Splatoon 3 Switch that you could tell is Splatoon 3, or even Pokemon. I think it's just a color. It's not a special edition, because they didn't charge you the extra $10 either.
Yeah,
I like it. I think it's clean. And now I can't tell if I put the neon controller on the Switch. I think I did.
It just says, that doesn't make it bigger.
I can't tell, man.
Yeah, the box. So funny. It does say down here at the bottom, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's where it says. I think I put the right one on.
Yeah.
These look like the same color, right?
I mean, we can't tell.
But one thing that we did get more information on, or at least pictures of, Rakuten, go away.
You should check out Rakuten if you want to buy things on on Lego. They had 10% cashback
and double XP.
Yeah.
So I made a joke last week saying that it was going to be like a tree and some flowers and the gift that's flying on a balloon. And
that's only in one set, I think, with a gift flying with a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said it was going to be $70, and actually one of the sets is $75.
Yeah, but not that one, not that set.
I think we do an episode with the leaked price points, and we talked about that.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, honestly, the birthday party, Julian's birthday party, I think is priced really well.
Good value. I mean,
from what you get for it,
one minifig, and then a lot of. What disappoints me when I saw all these pictures was they're utilizing the Mario playset pieces, those big those big.
Yeah, but if you put it on like a green base plate, like I think it will look. So I've come around on these.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
After seeing like them all together, like it looks pretty nice.
How much is that going to upset you that there's some that are the lime green and there's some that are the
it's different islands, man. It's different islands.
Well, yeah, and Julian's in spring because we got the cherry blossom trees going.
I'm looking at Julian's birthday party. And it is so funny to me. If you buy Julian's birthday party, it is only Julian that is at that birthday party.
That's a sad birthday party.
Also, why is his eyes closed?
Are they closed?
Julian's eyes are closed. Is that a thing? Like, does Julian always have his eyes closed?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can argue he is making a wish.
He's a horse and he's looking down. I don't know. He's a unicorn.
He's a unicorn, yeah.
So this set, I did not think it was going to be purchasable. It looks like a gift with purchase set. Like if you bought other Animal Crossing sets, like this would be what you got for a gift with purchase. It would make sense with the theme of birthday party. But, oh man, the minifigs are so good. They're so good.
Yeah.
They got to be doing a collectible minifigure round as well, I would think, with different characters.
There's so much they could do. There's so many villagers.
They're supposed to be brickheads too, I think.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that's going to be like Tom Nook and Isabel. I doubt that they're going to.
Or villager.
Maybe villager. Yeah, villager.
Okay, so you guys are the Lego experts. Is the price the way it is because of the molds of the minifigs? Like, could that make it go up in value?
Well, Lego minifigs
cost about $5 a minifig is what the average price. Okay. And then they go up based on rarity once the set retires usually.
And if you like, this is 106, the one that we're looking at is Bunny's outdoor activities. So that has 164 pieces for $19.99. It probably is a little high for the piece count.
But you're getting some unique molded pieces. You're getting the net and a shovel.
Lego is just expensive. Like any IP set is going to be expensive. Mario is astronomically expensive for what it is, the play sets.
And we got Cap'n.
Yeah, Cap'n.
That's a big molded boat there too. I mean, that's a whole one piece with, then there's going to be studs on the inside to then add all that stuff that's there. But as you get up in price a little bit, we're getting too many figures in this one.
Is this one 40? Is that one 40?
30.
I mean, does it like not upset you guys that if these are more for kids, it's 7 and up, and they're priced at like $40-$70? And I get like Lego is expensive, but if they're for kids, isn't that a little steep?
Not based on the other Lego stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's on par with what they
like. Go to the Mario sets and see how much they cost. But yeah, being pretty heavy into Lego for like a year, almost a year. These prices are not surprising at all.
Well, and Mario comes with a chip, so like
the Dry Bowser Castle is $110.
Jeez.
The DK Treehouse was $60, and these are the playset ones.
Wow.
And they're getting ready to retire all this stuff too.
Yeah, like
this whole line is going to go away.
But
the starter pack is 60 because of the, and it doesn't have a lot of stuff, and it's some unique prints for Bowser Jr. But the whole reason the cost is because it's that digital Mario, which was, I think, not the greatest choice.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But if you're smart and look for deals and gift of purchases, you could knock it down.
Yep. And use Rakuten.
Use Rakuten. Yeah. And cashback credit card. No, don't do that. I don't want to get. If you pay it off every month,
Not financial advice.
Not financial advice. But definitely check out Honey, check out Rakuten. If this is the first time you're getting into Lego, like, make sure you do some research before you just buy everything at once.
Stuff goes on sale. I mean, third-party retailers, so Target and Best Buy and Walmart and Target and all those places tend to have sales and stuff comes down. But we're looking at the bigger sets now. This is Isabel's house or play. What is it called?
Player's house.
Isabel's house visit.
So there's a workbench. There's the trees are kind of sad. I kind of wish the trees were better, especially based on you guys both did TikToks this week with the fan mock that had been submitted, I think, to Ideas that wasn't utilized for this, because Ideas is its own thing and they'll sometimes take stuff like that, but this is probably something that's been in the works with Nintendo since they got their partnership and have been doing the adult lines and stuff and the play sets. But I mean,
there's, you have to assume that they're going to do like a tree pack or like a random item pack. I'm pretty sure they did that with Mario.
Yeah.
That allowed you to build out your.
What are these two windows?
So here? they're interchangeable.
Where?
I think on the side.
On that.
I think there's a picture. Maybe not. I thought I saw a picture of them being changed.
The minifig molds though are great. Like some of them have spots for hats or something like that on the top. Isabel doesn't. It doesn't look like, but. There's a little hole on the top there for like Julian.
Yeah, because one of them is wearing a birthday hat.
Julian has a birthday hat and then doesn't. So it's just a little hole to stick a little accessory on. But So yeah, I don't know what those two windows are kind of for.
I'm pretty sure they're interchangeable.
Is it the door? Can you change the window of the door?
No, that looks like a solid piece. I mean, I will say it's nice that it looks like none of these sets have stickers, which is...
Mm-hmm. You have to put a sticker on every single one of
always
those.
Always a pain. So it that's a printed picture of KK Slider. It looks like a printed picture for the clock.
Yeah,
the Nook phone and stuff. Like
the detail, like there's the fossil and a spot where...
Oh, I didn't even see that right there. Spot, yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's and then good. They had the item card for the workbench.
Yep. Oh yeah, a recipe.
Yeah. A recipe.
Yeah.
And this is only wave one. I think they're actually calling it wave one. So we'll probably see another wave like in summer of next year, fall of next year.
So this is the big one, and
Nook's Cranny.
And we get Nook's what is it? Nook's Cranny. Rosie's house.
I don't understand why they bundled these. Just to have a higher price.
I would have rather a bigger Nook's Cranny, probably. But I mean, we said last week that it was going to be open back on all these play sets, which we knew and we're right. There's different fruit in every set that we've seen. It looks like, I mean, we've had oranges, cherries, apples. This is the only set that has a money bag in it. I don't think the money bags are going to be, you're not going to be able to do a money tree. Cause I don't think unless
you don't think they clip in, they might be able to clip in.
Maybe they do.
Because I think the cherry or the apple tree, one of them has like them being held up by the stem.
They had clips.
Yeah.
Yeah. No big furniture pieces to buy. You can buy a guitar. Maybe a bike.
Just boom. They really love their boom boxes in these sets. I think I've seen at least three of them.
That's a simple five piece build there, Johnny. That's why.
There's a little tea set.
Tea set and cakes and cookies.
Oh, I'm building my own island. I can't wait for this now. I say like wait for sales and get gift for purchases. I'm just going to buy every single set day one.
and
but it does come out March.
And
so
people
it could
are
going to
take these sets and double them up and make them bigger because people did that with the Up House and stuff and made it pretty cool.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it would be too hard to enclose the houses.
Yeah, just get some.
So I might try to do that. I'm hoping they do have some sort of Animal Crossing themed gift for purchase when these come out.
Yeah, you never know.
Because the brickheads are still rumored. They're not unveiled. I'm surprised they unveiled these so early. Lego never unveils stuff this early. Not that
you go to the coming soon page right now and it's all Nintendo stuff. It's only the Piranha Plant and the Animal Crossing stuff. And so and Lego has a big release that they normally do in January, and we haven't even seen really any of those sets yet. So this is, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a...
Are you getting them? Who's getting them? I'm probably gonna get them all, honestly.
Eventually, yeah. And if I get them right away, then I can maybe make some content around it. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's my thought process. But like, I feel like,
because that's what for everything. It's so 75 and 40, so another 70, so 145, $165, $180 for all of it.
Oh, that's cheaper than Bowser.
Some sets. Yeah,
that's cheaper than
or Hocus Pocus House, or there's a lot that is cheaper than.
I spent way more than that in a day.
But yeah, I mean, you gonna get into Lego, Cheesy?
I don't know. I want to get the NES build,
and that's gonna be the first one to go away. So that would be the best spot to start.
Yeah,
that would be the first one to retire.
Piranha Plant is only $70, so I know that once I start buying them, I'll just keep buying them. But I also want to limit myself. Like I do that with the amiibo. I have a couple of non-Splatoon amiibo, but it's mainly just Splatoon.
I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I see a cereal 6, box.
7.
Yeah, the cereal 8, box I have.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You got a lot of amiibo, man.
Yeah, it's all Splatoon. Like, I know how to balance it.
That is, I mean, besides Smash, like, Splatoon is probably the most amiibo franchise.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
What about Zelda?
Still.
Ooh, I feel like Zelda has a lot.
Yeah.
Because it has all the Breath of the Wild ones, it has all the anniversary ones, and it has all of the Tears of the Kingdom ones now.
But Splatoon's got multiple color variations.
They're like three sets each. So there were three sets for Splatoon 1. I think there were...
Plus idols on all three games.
Oh, yeah. So then Callie and Marie, I don't know. It's numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you can tell, my Lego have taken over the amiibo.
Uh-huh.
I actually have a bunch of amiibo in the closet, not on display, because I got Lego out now.
If I did get into Lego, I would want to reorganize my whole room so you can actually see them. And there's a lot back there that's just cluttered and it doesn't look very good right now, but I don't know. Yeah, the NES one, I've gone by the box a couple of times and like I think that will be my first purchase.
It's a cool one. I like that build.
And it's two separate. You can build that one together with your wife.
But then like you have to have the question block.
Yeah, the question block looks like a lot of fun. Like out of all the builds for Nintendo so far, that one looks like it's the funnest.
I will say I think Bowser was the most fun to build.
Oh, okay.
I thought the shell was really cool. His head turns back and forth, and yeah,
it was. I think the partnership with Lego has been lucrative for Nintendo, because so many people bought the Bowser set like after the movie came out.
Yeah. Well, and those are the two most expensive. Bowser and the NES are the two most expensive in the line. So it's...
I think for me, even if the Splatoon set is a 7-up set, I'll probably get those.
Wait, the Splatoon?
If they ever like announce a Splatoon set,
We gotta get Zelda now.
Yeah, Zelda's rumored first, to be coming next year.
But... Animal Crossing will go on for years, and then the actual Mario sets with the minifigs will be out, and then maybe in 2050 they'll do Splatoon. Maybe.
No, it will be sooner than that.
I don't know. I don't think like Splatoon's not big stateside. It's not that big of a Animal Crossing makes sense.
Is Lego not doing well in Japan like the Nintendo?
I think they look for the overall.
I mean, yeah, they're big. Europe and North America is what I mean. They're a company based out of Denmark, but yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I mean, I think that opens the door for just more, and the collectible minifigure line potentially with more villagers. The molds have been looking good as long as they follow through with what they look like in their pictures, which doesn't always happen with Lego. Quality control hasn't been there looking at you, ATTE, and the Commander Cody and the 212 prints on the helmets haven't been the greatest. But
well, they're not mock sets though. They're not like those are the actual sets. So I think the mold should be good.
Well, so the UCS X-Wing was the first to get a printed tile UCS plaque. And on the promotional stuff, there was not an injection mold, like dimple. Mm-hmm. And in the actual piece, there's a big old fat injection mold dimple on the printed tile. And so they've been known to manipulate their press pieces that they have up on the website.
Do you guys think that there will be an adult set of Animal Crossing the same way that they did with the Mario sets?
Not as likely, especially if Zelda happens next year as well. But I mean, anything's possible. That they've done like the buildable figures, which I don't know how they would do a molded headpiece, but they could maybe find a way to do villager, which is a little bit bigger. Kind of, they've done the buildable Harry Potter, Hermione and Harry Potter, and then they did a large minifigure, just classic minifigure.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him maybe doing something like that with a villager, or I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's been officially announced, but I think, was it Johnny? You were talking about wanting a museum.
Museum would be cool.
The rumored modular this year is a museum.
Hmm.
So I mean, you could find a way to find a way to get a Blathers minifigure. Maybe he comes in a CMF pack, and then you could just go buy the modular and turn that into big old museum on your island.
So I think like the museum. Well, I think these waves are gonna each have like one of the iconic shops. So you know, you have the Nook's Cranny. This wave will probably have like the museum or Mabel Sisters or something like that. In the Mabel second Sisters? Wave, Brewster's maybe, but that like could be part of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
What else had a shop?
I mean, Red's Boat.
Red's Boat. Yeah, Red's Boat would be cool.
Or even just a design-your-own-house kind of build. I mean, there's two villager houses with Isabelle's Visit and the one that's in Nook's Cranny. Maybe they could do just a basic...
The airport. The airport would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Get a little plane build.
Sit the
plane,
there and wait for 5 minutes for people to come in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of potential. I mean, I think I wouldn't want it to be off scale because people would want to have it work with whatever the play sets kind of are. But they could do a larger scale player house and do the rooms. You mm-hmm. get a handful of things and you design it yourself.
That could be like a part of their modular line, because they have like Marvel sets that are in the modular line
style. Yeah.
Style. So they could have a player house be like a modular building, which would work really well. You could put the villager minifig in there.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of potential, I think. And especially if they see better success with this than the Mario line, which I think they will, just based on it being minifigure, which
mm-hmm.
has a lot more adult fans that didn't want to mess with the kind of just the sloppiness of the Mario playsets. You'll have minifigure people chasing all those down. So I think those sets will just inherently sell better. Cause I remember the disappointment when the Mario Day announcement for Lego was the Bowser Castle. That was a huge letdown.
Mm. Oh yeah. That was such a disappointment. Cause they built it up. They built it up. And I'm like, oh man, you're going to get another 18 plus set. And then it's just that dry Bowser Castle.
Yep. Yep. But, well, I mean, for a slow news week, we found a way to fill 45 minutes. Do you guys have anything?
I did want to bring up Mortal Kombat 1 got a patch on the Switch.
Did it do anything, Johnny?
And I've been playing it. It actually did improve it. There's been graphical improvements. I don't know if you know this,
but does the head still glitch on brutalities?
Sometimes, but sometimes like it has been like I was playing like while watching the Phillies game, I was playing a little bit and I was recording footage because I kind of want to do a comparison like pre-patch and post-patch. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the head would get stuck in the air. Other times it would not get stuck in the air. There is still like if
is it still the cutscene at the end of the tower.
Yeah, but it's not as bad, but it is still really bad. The loading times, they say they improved them. I don't think they did. It was still
Your TikTok 40
seconds. Yeah. I don't remember what it was before, but it was pretty brutal. But the like Melania, so when she her like intro is her taking her mask off and she has, you know,
her teeth. Yeah.
Her teeth, and in the other version she has like a predator style like jaw where it has like two things sticking out. Mm-hmm. In the pre-patch it didn't have that. Post-patch it has that.
Getting slightly better.
So they were I want to think that they were focusing on the ones that my footage was on because there was
and it took like an extra day or two compared to the other systems, right?
Yeah, somebody was saying it was like 30 gigs of an update, but I checked my
sometimes the download is larger and then it compresses once it installs sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know where that number came from. Somebody just said that randomly. I don't know if that was for the Switch version or for other versions, but it didn't increase the file size very much. If that's a worry. Still 33 gigs, I think.
Yeah, still sizable and can fit on an OLED, but that's the only game you get to have.
Are you guys taking next Friday as like a Mario? Well, you're at Crawlers in Vegas.
Josh and I'll be at TwitchCon and then in Vegas doing other stuff.
I promised my wife that I would wait until she got off of work to play it. So I
You can play Spider-Man while you wait.
Yeah.
you could make a new profile on your other Switch. All right. She doesn't listen to this show, right? So you could make it. You have multiple Switches. It's the perfect.
And turn cloud backup off so you can.
It's the perfect crime.
Yep.
I can't do it. Can't do it. It'll be fun playing with her as well.
I will be playing at midnight and probably all through the night.
And then waiting for your 19 inches of Venom.
Yeah. Waiting for a night. Probably by the time I get Spider-Man in the mail, I will have rolled credits.
You're gonna speed run that through
it's
that
quick? There's no way it's gonna take
8 worlds. I mean, is it 8 worlds?
15 hours? I mean, there's no way.
Are you just gonna stay up on Thursday and play all the way? Are you taking the day off work?
Yeah, I'm taking the day off. Yeah, because I'll be out of busy season, so I won't have to really worry about
treat
it.
Yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself day. Oh, and I'll be home by myself too.
Like, I just made so a TikTok kinda, for you, Johnny. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Yeah, that's what I did with the Switch. That's with the Mario Switch. I already made my investment back, but now it's all profit if I make any money.
Alrighty.
But yeah, I'm excited. So we won't have impressions next week, but it will be the week after.
Yeah, one more episode. We'll probably do an episode on Wednesday beforehand, mm-hmm. leading up to the hype and what we're all excited for, and then the following week we'll have spoiler cast because Johnny will have it beat, right?
Hey, I've been on a tear beating games. I beat another game.
You beat Liza P. Yeah.
I beat Liza P. And that counts as like 10 games.
Are you going to play Forza?
I'm not a big Forza guy. Not a big regular Forza guy.
Yeah.
I like Horizon. Not regular.
Yeah.
But I got Lords of the Fallen, which is another Souls-like.
So you have Baldur's Gate 3 to play too, and you have
I don't know, and
Pikachu, and
I was that brings up, I tweeted that I don't think Tears of the Kingdom is going to win Game of the Year, at least not at the Game Awards, because Baldur's Gate has been getting so much
and it's recency bias too.
Yeah, recency bias, yeah. And somebody commented, I forget who it was, they said, Wait, whoa, you can't say that. I thought you were just unwavering about Tears of the Kingdom. Where'd the cockiness go? So Tears of the Kingdom is winning by a landslide. They're actually not going to have a category this year. Because they're like, there's no
point. Bring them up on stage and say, here you go, here's your award.
Yeah, there's no point. But I don't know. I don't feel like playing that.
Do we have a tease for what's coming next week in communication here?
Oh yeah, couch co-op.
And if just in time for a big couch co-op game.
It's like we
planned
it that way.
According to Johnny, though, just a little tease: Mario Wonder is not couch co-op.
You need to go to Target this week before you
have. But like, you can't the only time you can interact is if one's Yoshi, right?
No,
there's no collision.
You can rescue them if they die.
I don't know. I think I was wrong by the end of that. I think that
Yoshi's riding. You're great. Yoshi's riding Yoshi's.
You know? I think, well, by the end of that.
Yeah, you can admit it after the fact, after we've stopped recording, but during recording, you were always right.
Well, no, I said like the other Mario games are co-op, I think.
I don't know. It bounced around a lot. So
did you guys ever
listen to it?
Well, yeah, we recorded because somebody couldn't record next week.
Yeah. I'll be in my lab.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. And where else can people find you guys?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Communication Error Podcast, GZC64, CHEEZYC64.
I'm Johnny Bo. Everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and the Communication Error Podcast. And thank you to, I think, the Nintendo lover who left a review on the Nintendo Powercast shouting promoting air.
I heard that in the last episode. Yeah. And you guys can find me at Nightcrawler724 on Twitter and TikTok. Also go follow Josh's stuff. N64 Josh everywhere. Also the podcast, we have Twitter and we have YouTube, Nintendo. Is it N Powercast or Nintendo?
I think on Twitter it's N Powercast.
I don't know what YouTube is. We'll make Josh put it down below or something. But yeah, go follow us there, and we'll catch you guys next week. Take it easy.